Czech Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek has made transatlantic headlines for his outspoken attack on US measures to tackle the economic crisis by describing them as a road to hell. The blunt criticism of President Obama's central economic policies were splashed across US newspapers and became the hot topic for talk shows, with many asking where the Czech Prime Minister was coming from. Chris Johnstone looks into the uproar.
Všechny tyhle kroky, jejich kombinace a co hůř, iniciativa za jejich permanentní ustanovení jsou cestou do pekel.
Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek made his road to hell comments in the full media glare of a European Parliament session in Strasbourg on Wednesday, with reporters from around the world waiting to pick up his words. Mr. Topolánek said the US is repeating the mistakes of the 1930s with big cash injections into the economy and a drift towards protectionism, and added that it has not learned the lessons of the Great Depression. The timing appears awkward at best. The US and Britain are pushing for a bigger effort for a coordinated kickstart to the global economy from the world's biggest economic hitters, including the EU. That issue should be high on the agenda at the G20 meeting of the world's most developed countries in London next week. Mr. Topolánek will have a seat there as head of the EU's rotating presidency. The comments also came just 10 days before President Obama is due to touch down in Prague for a visit which promises to be the highlight of the Czech six-month EU presidency. Nicolas Veron, a research fellow at the Brussels-based EU think tank Bruegel, says Prime Minister Topolánek's view should be taken as a highly personal outburst.
Just saying it is a road to hell, I think, goes well beyond the consensus view. So I would say it's a very judgmental position on what's happening in the US. And I think, it doesn't reflect a very broad-based analysis.
What is more, he says the Czech Prime Minister has put himself out on a limb compared with official EU policy.
I'm not aware that the EU has at any moment said that the US should not do the stimulus they're doing. So I don't think there's an analysis at the EU level that the US policy is misguided. And that's what the Czech Prime Minister said. So in that sense, I don't think he reflects an EU consensus.
And Mr. Veron also questions whether the right-wing Czech Prime Minister's reading of history of the Great Depression in the 1930s is on the mark.
There were certainly policy mistakes that led to the Great Depression, but the biggest policy mistakes were not done by the New Deal and Roosevelt administrations. They were done before. That's at least what most economists and most economic historians think about it. So I really don't think that this assessment given by Prime Minister Topolánek can be considered as broad-based and reflecting any sort of scientific or historical consensus here.
Those taking a charitable view say the comments could be just another example of a media blunder. But the Czech Prime Minister has insisted his statement was a timely defence of EU anti-crisis steps taken so far.
Chris Johnson with that.